Greg Abbott threatening to kick the Democrats out of the legislature if they don't return to Texas by this afternoon. Another round of Trump tariffs taking effect later this week. The new taxes kicking in for about 60 countries. Prices expected to rise as a result. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff expected to be in Moscow this week for talks on ending the war in Ukraine. Last week, he was in Gaza, where humanitarian groups say continuing to block aid will result in famine. This is ABC News. A six-year-old named Leo says he still likes the giant octopus at the San Antonio Aquarium, even though it bruised his arm. The boy's mom posting on TikTok about the encounter.
She says when Leo touched the animal, something unusual happened.
Very, very quickly, the tentacles started to wrap around his arm, and he said, "Mom, I can't get away." And so I grabbed him, and I tried pulling him away from the glass.
It felt like my mom and the octopus were playing tug-of-war with my arm.
Taryn says it took three employees about 5 minutes to pry the octopus off of Leo, its suction cups leaving marks on his arm.
It's ABC's Morgan Norwood. Leo is fine. New Jersey Marine Mammal Center will be performing a necropsy on a mink whale that had a rare encounter with boaters off the coast of Ocean County, New Jersey. The whale tipped a boat, sending a woman into the water. She says it was clear the whale was in distress. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. After a contentious spring election, the state Supreme Court now has a new justice.
Welcome to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Justice Susan Crawford. Let's get you sworn in because we got a lot of work to do.
It's official. Susan Crawford is now a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Crawford was sworn in last Friday at the state capitol. Now Justice Crawford's swearing in begins her 10-year term on the court, and as she addressed the Capitol Rotunda on Friday, she gave a primer on challenging issues before the state Supreme Court. Her conclusion:
from the beginning, this court has stepped up in the moments that matter most. It has taken seriously its duty to interpret our Constitution and protect the rule of law, even when the issues were politically charged, deeply divisive, or hard to untangle.
Crawford was sworn in by Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. She's taken the seat left by outgoing Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who had her own celebration at the Capitol in June. Crawford's win in April over former Attorney General Brad Schimmel bolstered the court's liberal majority. The race was a repeat of 2023. It smashed spending records for any state Supreme Court race across the nation. Last week, new FEC filings showed that Elon Musk's PAC spent $27 million on petition incentives during the time of the spring election. Musk promised cash and million-dollar prizes to voters who opposed partisan judges. The effort has sparked lawsuits alleging Musk violated state election bribery laws. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers take on the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Atlanta, where the Brewers face the Braves. Quinn Priester on the mound from Milwaukee against the Braves. Eric Fetty. The Brewers had to place Jacob Mizorowski on the 15-day IL over the weekend. The Miz still dealing with a severely bruised shin bone after getting hit with a ball during the Cubs game last week. The crew brought up Logan Henderson to start in their 14-3 win over the Nationals to complete a sweep. Outfielder Sal Frelick dealing with a knee injury Pat Murphy revealed over the weekend.
It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think. I mean, we got Churio down for a while. Now Sal, we don't exactly position player depth. We have some, but it's not as deep as we'd like. But yeah, we'll just keep rolling.
The Brewers remain in first place, two games ahead of the Cubs. NFL, the Packers have the day off. Tight end Tucker Kraft sat out family night with a groin injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather.
Wildfire smoke still lingers, creating a hazy sunshine today with dry conditions. High temperatures scrape the low 80s. Winds are barely moving out of the north, and tonight we'll see a few clouds filtering in. Overnight lows drop to about 60. Tomorrow, we stay sunny and highs still hit the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
WGBW. local news and timeless hits on WTBW. Maybe you're tuning in for the first time since last week and going, wait a minute. Sounds a little bit different, but wait a minute. I heard Dan Marcus this morning. And wait, your voice sounds familiar. It's a little scratchy from all the smoke in the air this weekend from the wildfires, but yeah, I'm Laura McKenna. It is good to be back, Green Bay.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Against memories, but you don't need them to appreciate the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Sickle bill of blazing in scarlet. 97.9 FM. You are going to love what you hear, and you're going to hear some familiar voices. Eric Westfall going to be joining us at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Pete Schwabba from 6 until 8. And if you're looking for Pete's podcast, you can hear Pete Schwabba's podcast at WGBW.FM. That is where you can find our great website. If you already have it in your favorites, and I hope you do, I mean, keep it right there because you can listen online as well.
Good morning. It's Jane Matinere. If you're looking for Greg and me, you can still find us on 1100 AM WISS or on the Civic Media app. We're still there along with all of your other Civic Media shows that you could be looking for. Find Matinere on air anywhere on the Civic Media app or on the air at 1100 AM WISS.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puff was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and clover.
The Supremes.
And Mama said you can't hurry love, though you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
I hear something saying.
Chain gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
All day long they're saying,
hook, ah, hook, ah, hook, ah, hook, ah.
Well, don't you know
that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Chain gang.
All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Chain gang.
Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman, whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
It's so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, my.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky? that you were born. The angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkle moon dust in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow. Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Fun, fun, now that daddy took the T-Bird away. Fun, fun, now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Boys. I'm Laura McKenna, and it is. It's fun and games until Daddy takes the T-Bird away. And did you see any of those old T-Birds or old cars at the car show that was going on in Green Bay this weekend? I am probably a terrible wife because my husband, Alex, loves old cars and all the car shows and the museum in downtown Green Bay. Loves it. And I made him miss the car show because we were having a garage sale. In my defense, he has been saying for a while, hey, can we go through some of these closets and just, you know, get rid of some of the stuff that we don't need anymore. So that was it this weekend, garage sale time. So he did not make it to the car show because I told him I need you to bag up all these T-shirts and coffee mugs and things that people are going to be buying in our garage sale emporium. And so he's like, okay. It is time for a local news update from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The first cases of measles in Wisconsin this year have emerged in Oconto County. Health authorities say one case was confirmed through testing at the State Lab of Hygiene. 8 other cases are confirmed based on exposure and symptoms. Measles is extremely contagious. Symptoms include runny nose, high fever, cough, fatigue, watery eyes, and that telltale red rash. Measles is also largely preventable with the MMR vaccine, but Wisconsin has one of the lowest measles vaccination rates in the country. According to a report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, highlighted by state health officials last fall, just under 85% of Wisconsin kindergartners were up to date on their MMR shots. That's just about 8% lower than the national average of 93% vaccination. In Oconto County alone, the rate of MMR vaccine, that's measles, mumps, and rubella, dropped by about 4% from 2013 to 2023. Meanwhile, 2 Republican state lawmakers are pushing a bill that would require schools to make it easier for parents to opt out of vaccines. Under the bill, co-authored by Representative Lindy Brill of Sheboygan Falls and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara of Appleton, schools would be required to distribute waiver forms. Those allow parents to opt out of vaccine requirements. That's according to reporting from the Wisconsin Examiner. Under Wisconsin law, students are required to be vaccinated, but the state law also allows exemptions for medical reasons or for religious or personal beliefs. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Wildfire smoke still lingers, creating a hazy sunshine today with dry conditions. High temperatures scrape the low 80s. Winds are barely moving out of the north, and tonight we see a few clouds filtering in. Overnight lows drop to about 60. Tomorrow, we stay sunny and highs still hit the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. In New Orleans I was down and out. It looked to me to be the eyes of age as the smoke ran out. He talked of life, he talked of life, laughed, clicked his heels and stared. Said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and fair that stands for he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles.
Mr. Bojangles dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drinks a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head I heard someone ask him, please, Mr. Bojangles.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 Dance. FM. Now, you certainly will be hearing the real news from the Green Bay area, but also some music news sprinkled in, like that song, Mr. Bojangles, from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. It was actually written as tribute to a street performer that one of the band members of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band met in a New Orleans jail cell in 1965.
Crackling rose. girl's just a bored woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it. Last for an hour, that's alright, 'cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child, you got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Raglan Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Raglan Rose, and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
Till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right? You're anywhere inside.
Anywhere inside.
And these are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
Oh, and here is the man who needs to know where you stand. Don't you know I've done all I can? So decide.
Just a game I play when I want.
local news and timeless hits on WGBW, the smooth sounds of Al Wilson. I'm Laura McKenna, and I am a sucker for a survey. A bottom of a receipt, QR code. I'll tell you how my experience was. By all means, we would love to hear the same from you. If you have thoughts on what you're hearing, the new music here, new music, I guess, not so new, but you know, the classics, the timeless hits, if you will. We'd love to hear what you think. Use the contact page at WGBW.FM.
With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's, now is the time for hope. Keep the momentum going and join us in Green Bay on September 27th for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. Join us by registering at alz.org/walk.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW, bringing you the songs that you love to sing along to today and way, way back in the day. In fact, you can relive yesteryear with 60s mania. It's coming to the Meyer Theater, the beautiful historic Meyer Theater, I might add, just right down the road from our studios. That's Thursday, August 14th.
local news and timeless hits from back when the music was cool and so was you.
Yeah. just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Preston, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is threatening to kick state Democrats out of the legislature if they don't return and vote this afternoon on the new redistricting that will likely hand the Republicans five extra seats in Congress. State Representative Mahela Plessa is one of the lawmakers who went to New York overnight rather than vote on it.
The fight isn't just about lines on a map. It's about lives on the line. That's why we're here. That's why we're fighting. It's about democracy.
Other Texas Democrats went to Illinois. Thousands of workers at three Midwest manufacturing plants where Boeing makes military aircraft are now off the job. They went on strike, rejecting the company's four-year offer. Two people killed, total of eight shot at a music festival after party in Los Angeles. Trains have been canceled, parks closed as a potentially dangerous windstorm moves through northern Britain. All of it happening amid the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, one of Scotland's largest tourist attractions. This is ABC News. The search goes on in rural Montana for the former soldier who police think is on the run after opening fire in the local bar he frequented last Friday night, killing four people.
Hundreds of federal and local officials converging on the mountains in search of Army veteran Michael Paul Brown, who they say is armed and extremely dangerous. Authorities say 45-year-old Brown lives next door to the Owl Bar in the small town of Anaconda. They say Friday morning around 10:30, he walked in and shot three patrons and a bartender.
ABC's Trevor Ault in New York City. There's new information on the gunman in last week's office building shooting.
The gunman who killed four people and then himself at the Manhattan office that houses the NFL for years sought medical help for frequent debilitating headaches, including receiving injections in the